Today we are going to discuss the most important topic on which the maximum percentage of our spiritual life depends, and that is chanting of the holy name. And especially in Kali Yuga, this is a Yuga Dharma. So on the basis of Shastras, we are going to discuss why Hare Nam is only given in Kali Yuga. Why there is no other mantra recommended in Kali Yuga? What are the reasons and how to understand? So this seminar is titled as Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Yev Kevalam Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyatha. No other way, no other way, no other way. Aur koi rasta nahi hai. So the topics which we are going to discuss today are two. First one is why in Kali Yuga chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is only recommended. And second thing is what are the spiritual and material benefits we derive by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because usually people ask this very pertinent question. Why you people Hare Krishna are so fanatic, only chant Hare Krishna? There are so many demigods, so many babas, what about them? Why you are not chanting their names? First and most important reason is, this is recommended in Shastras. And personally, this holy name is descending in Kali Yuga. Because Krishna is descending in Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name. Kali Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. And this is directly coming from Golok. This is not of this material world. We are after so many imported things, made in Japan, made in England. But this is imported from Golok. Golok era Premdan Harinam Sankirtan. So how to understand and what are the proofs? And ultimately, what it likes, we are going to discuss. And in the second part, we are going to discuss the spiritual and material benefits which we are going to get by chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So the first and foremost proof is given in Bhagavad Gita. And this is the last instruction given by Krishna to Arjuna. Sarva dharmana parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja aham tvam swarapapyabhyo mokshayasi masucha. So here the question may arise, why Krishna is saying to give up all types of religions? Here the religions mentioned or Krishna saying to give up are based on bodily consciousness. Because there is only one dharma of spirit soul. When we try to perform so many activities with our body, it becomes dharma of the body. Jati dharma, kula dharma, desh dharma, manav dharma, job dharma, patni dharma, pati dharma. So these are related to this body and they are going to vanquish along with this body in the crematorium. Therefore, Bhagavan Krishna is here saying, give up all types of religions and take shelter of my lotus feet. Mame kam sharanam raja. And in Kali Yuga, Mamekam Sharanam becomes Namekam Sharanam. So, Krishna is like a cow and we, his part and parcels are like a calf. When a cow gives birth to a calf, even the farmer doesn't go near the calf. Because on the body of the calf, there are so many filthy substances, oily substances, which cannot be even removed by the farmer himself. So ultimately, the mother cow says, Sarva dharman parityaja, mam ekam sharanam raja. Because I am the only one who is going to remove all the filthy substances from your body, which are covering your body. So the calf takes shelter of the mother cow, Immediately the mother cow starts licking the body of the calf with her own tongue. And sometimes because of taking this all filthy substance in the stomach, she may lose her life also. But still by taking such a great risk, she tries to clear up the mess on the body of the calf. Similarly, Krishna is here saying, Sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sharanam raja. And what is the benefit? In next two lines it is given, Aham tom sarvapapebhyo moksha isima sucha. What I am going to do? I am going to remove all the filthy substance called papa. And don't worry, Ma Sucha, he is ultimately saying. So, we have to understand this. And Krishna's holy name is more merciful than Krishna in Kali Yuga. Here Krishna is saying, I am going to remove all the sins. But the beauty of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is, the power of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is, it is not only going to remove all the sins, but the propensity to sin is also root out. Just like in the field, if there is a poisonous tree, the farmer may remove that tree by two ways. He may cut the tree on the ground level, or he may burn the tree on the ground level, this poisonous tree. But there is no guarantee that the poisonous tree will not again grow above the ground level. As soon as it gets favorable condition, weather, water, everything, it again is going to grow because the roots are below the earth. Similarly, the propensity to sin is there in the heart. You may go to any temple or chant any mantra. These things are not going to remove the sinful propensity. Going to temples or taking to other mantras is compared to having a dip in a Ganges water with clothes on. As soon as you take a dip, the upper clothes starts floating on the water as soon as your head goes under the water. Similarly, taking to other mantras, going to other babas, so-called, maximum they can remove your sins, but not the propensity to sin. As soon as you take out your head above the Ganges water, immediately again the clothes stick to your body. Similarly, sins are going to stuck up again because sinful propensity is there. Unless and until you root out that sinful propensity, you are not going to get complete relief. Similarly, Krishna is saying, here I am going to remove all sinful reactions. And holy name is more merciful because it is going to root out the cause of sinful activities is the propensity to sin. And what is the cause of this sinful activity? Forgetfulness. The cause of all the problems, all the dualities, whatever the problems are there, the ultimate cause is we have forgotten Krishna. That's why the golden rule in all the shastras or golden shloka in shastra is said to be Smartavyam Satatam Vishnur Vismartavya Najatuchit. Sarvavidhi Nisedasyur Etayevahi Kinkaraha. What it means? When we forget, we start suffering. Because of forgetfulness, we are in ignorance, and because of ignorance, we are committing sinful activities. And because of sinful activities, we are suffering life after lives. So what is the remedy on this forgetfulness? To correct the mistake of forgetting Krishna. So the real simple medicine given on forgetfulness is, again, remembering Krishna. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, one who remembers at the time of death is going to surely come back to me. Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevar. Therefore, the ultimate aim of life is to remember Krishna. Ante narayana smriti. That's why Krishna is saying sarva dharma anuparitaja. Ultimately, you have to take shelter of my lotus feet. Just like any bird which is flying all day, ultimately he has to come back to his nest. Similarly, every living entity, every jiva has to take shelter of the lotus feet. And especially in Kali Yuga, he has to take shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Therefore, the only remedy on forgetfulness is remembrance. Therefore, remembrance leads to gratefulness. And whereas forgetfulness leads to ungratefulness. Therefore, the ultimate aim of life is to remember. Therefore, Krishna says, if you don't remember, then you have to become remember in 84 lakh species. Therefore, we have to take shelter of lotus feet of Krishna. And ultimately, Mamekam Sharanam means in Kali Yuga, taking shelter of Krishna's holy name. Second proof is Bhagavatam itself. It is called as Amal Purana, spotless Purana. And how it came into existence? It is already there. But in this particular Leela, it came into existence when in Badrika Ashram, the literary incarnation of Krishna himself, Vedvyaji, had already written so many literatures, Puranas, Shastras, even Mahabharata. But still, he was not satisfied in his heart. And he was thinking, even after writing so many literatures, even Mahabharata, everything, the writer himself, myself, is not satisfied. How the people of this Kali Yuga are going to get satisfied by reading and following it? So he was pondering on this particular question. And he was meditating on his spiritual master. And immediately his spiritual master came there, Narad Muni. And he told what is the main cause of his dissatisfaction. He told that whatever literature, Purana, Shastras, Mahabharata, you are given, they only give you four things, Chatur Purushartha, Dharma, Artha, Kam, and Moksha. And that is not going to satisfy the spirit soul. Unless and until the spirit soul completely takes shelter of glorifying Supreme Master and his devotees, they are not going to get the real satisfaction. Therefore, beautiful sloka comes in Bhagavatam first canto. Savai pumsa paro dharmo yato bhakti radhokshaji. Ahetuki apratihata yayatma suprasiddhi. Here also there is a mention of dharma, but here it is said paro dharma. Paro dharma means which is beyond the bodily consciousness. So Gita is like graduation. Bhagavatam is like post-graduation. Where Gita ends, Bhagavatam starts, practical application. And here paro dharma means the dharma of the soul is recommended. And what is the dharma of the soul? Is to constantly take shelter of hearing and chanting. Actually, this is a full-time business, 24 hours of a spirit soul. But even after becoming devotees, we have made it part-time of 2 hours. And that is causing so many problems. So, in this Amal Purana, it is said, Vedvyas was not satisfied, even after giving so many literatures, Puranas. And when Narada Muni recommended, you have to write such a spotless Purana, scripture which exclusively glorifies Lord and his devotees, then you are going to get satisfaction, and the devotees or the living entities who are going to read and follow it, they are going to get real satisfaction. So ultimately he wrote this Amala Purana called Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, and it contains 18 cantos, 12 cantos and 18,000 shlokas, and each and every shloka, if you scrutinize the try to understand, glorifies Krishna and Krishna's devotee. First canto says, Apan hi samsmritim ghoram. It says, those who are completely entangled in the mesh of birth and death, there is only one remedy to get out of this cycle of birth and death, that is taking shelter of Krishna's holy name. And sixth canto is like a sandwich part, middle part of Bhagavatam. It is nothing but glorification of Krishna's holy name in the Ajamil Akhyan, Ajamil pastime. And the last canto, last sloka is given. That is the last sloka written in any Vedic literature. After that, Vedvyasji has put down his writing instrument. After this sloka, there is no sloka written in any literature, Vedic literature, authorized Vedic literature. And what it says? Nam Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukushamanastam Tamo Namami Hariparam. So this is the glory of holy name. This is the power of holy name. Even by paying obeisances, our sinful reaction starts running away. So, this shloka is the most important proof why we should take in Kali Yuga to the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because by taking to the Sankirtan, Sankirtan means by coming together like-minded people and taking the name of the Lord, Sankirtan. That's why it is said this is the dharma of this Kali Yuga, Harinam Sankirtan. And if you don't do this, then there will be no Kirtan. If you don't do the Sankirtan, there will be no Kirtan, only you will become Sankhi. That's why this particular recommendation is given as a last instruction in Vedic literature. Srimad Bhagavatam. And third proof is the shloka itself on which we have prepared this seminar. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatinata. As we said, Gita is like graduation, Bhagavatam is like post-graduation, and Chaitanya Charitamrita is post-graduation. So, in Kali Yuga, even Krishna comes as a devotee just to teach how to take shelter of His holy name. And the same Krishna is coming again in Kali Yuga just to teach us how to take shelter of His holy name. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Hoyalasi. Same Brajendra Nandan, son of Nanda Maharaj, is coming as Sachi Suta, son of Sachi Mata. And along with him, his elder brother, Balarama Hoyilu Nitai. Same Balaraj is coming in the form of Nityan Prabhu. The deities to our extreme left, they are standing, they are called as Gaur Nitai. They are non-different from Krishna Balaram. And they are specifically coming to teach us how to take shelter of devotional service and especially hearing and chanting Krishna's holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So the question may arise, why Krishna has to come in the form of his devotee? Why not he come directly as a Supreme Personality God in Kali Yuga? There are three reasons given why he comes in the form of his devotee. Because during the battle of Kurukshetra, when it was high time to kill Dronacharya, Krishna was thinking how to kill Dronacharya. Then he planned one scheme. And he approached Dharmaraj Yudhishthir and said, you have to announce that Ashwatthama is dead. Then immediately Dharmaraj was taken back. He said, how can I speak lie? I am Dharmaraj. Never ever in whole life I have spoken a single lie. Then he said, this is a very critical situation. You have to speak like that. And he was reluctant. At that time, Krishna was started thinking. Even if the Dharmaraj is not able to understand what is real dharma. What is dharma means? Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat prinitam. Whatever emanates from the Supreme Lord is dharma, real dharma. And this Dharmaraj is not able to understand what will happen to the jivas of Kali Yuga. Thinking that, he decided there and there only that I have to come to just teach what is real dharma in Kali Yuga. So he came as devotee just to teach what is real dharma in Kali Yuga. This is the first reason. Second reason is, again, in the same battle of Kurukshetra, when Abhimanyu was brutally killed by six Maharathis. At that time, as soon as Arjuna got this news, he left his Gandhiya bow on the floor and he came to the tent of Abhimanyu. And it is very important to understand that Arjuna had taken a vow. Never ever during Kurukshetra battle, he is going to give up his Gandhiya bow, keep on the earth. So he was so miserable or so lamenting for his departed son who was so dear to him. So in that lamentation, he forgot his vow of keeping the Gandhiya bow and he immediately rushed toward the tent. And catching hold of the dead body of Ambedkar, he was starting shedding tears like Ganga Jamunas. And when Krishna approached there, he saw that this same Arjuna to whom I narrated the whole Gita, especially this second chapter, Essence of Gita. Dehine Smita Dehe Kaumaro Imanya. And the same Arjuna is lamenting again for the dead body of Abhimanyu. So how the living entities of Kali Yuga are able to understand what is the essence of Gita? So again he decided, again I have to come just to teach the essence of Gita. Because even Arjuna is not able to understand. My most dear devotee, my most eternal companion is not able to understand the real essence of Gita. So he decided. And third reason, our Acharya says that just like a cow, if she wants to taste the sweetness of her own milk, she never ever will be able to drink her own milk by taking her face backward and trying to reach the udder and try to drink her own milk. Whole life she is trying, she will be rotating whole life. And never ever able to reach her own udders. So in order to taste the sweetness of her own milk, she has to come in the form of a calf. Then she is able to taste the sweetness of milk. Just like a bumblebee can taste the sweetness of lotus in the honey. Honey in the lotus. The lotus itself cannot drink its own honey and try to taste the sweetness of honey. The lotus has to come in the form of a bumblebee. Similarly, Krishna was thinking, how is that my own devotees are enjoying so much sweetness in my own holy name? Especially Radharani, when she chants these two words, Krishna, she becomes ecstatic and she faints. What is there in my name? How much sweetness is there? I want to taste that. But as a Supreme Personality Godhead, on his own, he can't taste it. So he has to come as his own devotee in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these are three reasons why Krishna comes as a devotee, just to taste the nectar of his holy name, to give the real dharma of Kali Yuga, and to teach us how to perform this devotional service. Therefore, it is called as Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya means the activity to be performed by a living spirit in its original condition is called as Chaitanya Charita. The life sketch of that living entity. And it's called as Chaitanya Charitamrita. So these are the main three proofs. And the fourth and also important. So here, one may ask, why this Harinam comes three times? Why this repetition is there? So Prabhupada says in one of his lectures, repetition is required to stress the importance of that particular thing. Because we are jivas of Kali Yuga, manda sumanda matiyo, manda bhagya upadrita. If you tell once or call once name of any person, he may not respond. Just like example, if the person is having the name Ganesh, if you call first time Ganesh, he will not respond. Second time Ganesh, he will not respond. Third time A Ganya, then he will respond. That is the nature of this Kali Yuga living entities. Manda sumanda matiyo, manda bhagya upadrita. Therefore, this repetition is required. Second thing is, the ultimate goal of life cannot be achieved by all other three processes other than bhakti. Not by Jnana Yoga, not by Dhyana Yoga, not by Karma Yoga. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Dhyana Kand, Jnana Kand, Karma Kand, Kevala Vishere Bhand. All other shastras other than Amala Puran, they are trying to provoke the sinful propensities. So, Jnana Kand, Dhyana Kand, Karma Kand, Kevala Vishere Bhand. These are like poisons of pot. Pots of poison. Therefore, it says, Jnana Kand, Dhyana Kand, Karma Kand, Kevala Atma Ka Hatya Kand. Because ultimately, the soul is not going to be satisfied by doing these activities. Ultimately, These are not the ultimate path to back home, back to God. The highway is devotional service. These are sub-routes which are ultimately going to get connected, if you are genuinely following these paths, to the highway. So this is the second reason why three times Harinam is repeated. And third time, reason Prabhupada says, first Harinam indicates just hear. Because our devotional life begins by hearing. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. And even Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also mentions in 7th chapter, 1st sloka. He says, Tat Shunu. Just by hearing, you are going to understand this most confidential knowledge. Therefore, he's saying, Sunomi. Otherwise, Tsunami. Tsunami of all problems, all calamities, if you don't hear. Because this is the first organ Krishna gives mercifully in the womb of a mother. And the last organ before leaving this body is taken away is the hearing organ. What it means that Krishna wants us from womb to tomb, we should go on hearing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And second thing is understand. What we want to understand? That Harinam is everything. Naam bina kichunahi chauda bhuvana vaje, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. That everything is there in holy name. Because Krishna himself is descending in the form of his holy name. Golo kera prem dan harinams. And all the energy of his, all his incarnations is invested in his holy name. Naam namakari bahudan is the sarvashakti. So we have to be convinced, having unflinching faith, that holy name is only going to save us. Because everything is there in holy name. Just like in milk, everything is there. Rabdi is there, rasgulla is there, rasmala is there. Paneer is there. Just we have to go on boiling the milk carefully. As you go on boiling the milk, with the passage of time, one thing after another is going to appear. Similarly, if you do nicely this Yuga Dharma of Kali Yuga, Harir Naam, that holy name, Naam is going to manifest next step. After Naam comes Roop, then Goon, then Leela. Therefore, Prabhupada says, don't jump like monkeys on leelas or pastimes. Because it's an artificial imposition on the mind. Therefore, we have to understand everything is there in Krishna's holy name. And third thing we have to realize is that Krishna's holy name is non-different from Krishna himself. If we get this realization, then we don't have to wait for next Janmashtami, when Krishna is going to appear and when I am going to celebrate Janmashtami. Because Krishna is mercifully descending every moment. Kali kale nama rupe. And if you have that understanding or realization, then you can celebrate every moment, every second, Janmashtami in your heart. By taking shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And another proof is given in a Brahmanardiya Puran. That is explained by Narada Brahmaji to his own son, Narada. Narada is his disciple also and son also. So, Brahmaji was about to create this universe. So, Narada Muni approached and asked his father and his spiritual master also. It's okay that you are going to create this universe. In this creation, there will be four yugas. Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga and Kali Yuga. All the first three yugas, living entities, Satyuga, namely same, Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, they will be capable of taking shelter of your devotional life. They will be intelligent, but Kali Yugas are, Jivas are most unfortunate. Manda Sumanda Matyo. How they are going to liberate themselves? Because they will be more sinful, less intelligent, and their lifespan will be so short. How they are going to liberate themselves because of the increased influence of Kali Yuga. And by hearing this question, Brahmaji was very satisfied for the first time. Because for the first time, other living entity was asking for others' benefit some questions. Janakalyan Hetu Prashna. By hearing his question itself, He was so satisfied, and in that satisfaction, he spoke this wonderful shloka. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. He is saying these 16 words only are going to save the living entities of Kali Yuga. Iti Shodashak Naam means 16 words Mahamantra only. He has specifically mentioned 16 words Mahamantra because he has locked this Mahamantra. Because he was seeing in Kali Yuga there will be so much adulteration. And taking advantage of this famous Mahamantra, so many Babas, so many so-called Gurus will manufacture their own mantras. So he has specifically locked this Mahamantra by saying that 16 words Mahamantra only, not 12 words, 14 months words, 18 words Mahamantra. He has specifically mentioned 16 words Mahamantra only is going to save the living entities of Kali Yuga. Why? He says, because there is no other way. No other way, no other way. Nato Partrupai. Aur koi upai nahi hai. Why? Because I have done Google search. Sarva Vedeshu Drushyate. After doing this Google search, I have come to conclusion that this is the essence of all Shastras. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So why only Harinam in Kali Yuga works? Because this is the only medicine. As Lord himself, when he comes in the form of his devotee, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself brings this medicine. And he's running after the conditioned souls, especially Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. They are his real MRs. MRs means not medical representatives, Mahaprabhu's representatives. They are running after conditioned souls, forcefully trying to make them drink this special medicine, which is going to remove their ignorance, remove their forgetfulness. And what is that medicine? This Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because this is not only going to cure bodily disease, but the root cause of all bodily disease is Bhavrog, Janma Mrityu Jaravedi. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Mrityu Jaravedi Dukkha Doshanu Darshanam. It is not compulsory that you have to see Durdarshan, but this darshan is compulsory. Dukkha Doshanu Darshanam. All four shows you have to see. Not even single show you are going to miss. So, if you want to get out of this cycle of birth and death, that's why it's called as birth, old age, disease and death. Therefore, our body is called as, our deha is called as body, B-O-D-Y. What is the long form of body? B-O-D-Y. B means birth, O means old age, D means disease, and Y means Yamdut. B-O-D-Y. So if you want to get out of this body, which is like a prisoner's cloth, if you want to get out of all this Bhavaroga, he has himself come with this special medicine. Enechi Aushadhi Maya Nashibara Lagi Mahamantra Lavamai. He is saying in this beautiful poem, Jeevu Jago Gora Chanda Bole, Kota Nidra Jao Maya Pishachira Kole, Enechi Aushadhi Maya Nashibara Lagi Mahamantra Lao Tumi Magi. Because in Kali Yuga it is said that the living entities of Kali Yuga will die like flies, not because of AIDS, not because of cancers, because of one greatest epidemic disease of the mind, mental disease. Because so-called doctors who are expert in curing this disease are called as psychiatrists. They are trying their best to cure this mental disease. But how long you can go on hearing others' mental problems? By hearing these mental problems, the doctors are becoming patients now. This is a rare and very great disease in Kali Yuga. Nobody is escaped from this disease. Even doctors are suffering a problem. Therefore, if you want to get out of this disease of mind, there is only one solution. That is mantra. Mantra means manatrayate iti mantra. And we are giving Maha Mantra. Because there are kolas, but apart from kola also, there is Maha Kola. Similarly, there are so many mantras. What is the difference between mantra and Maha Mantra? Other mantras, maximum they can remove your sins, but not sinful propensity. The sinful propensity is only removed by taking shelter of the medicine recommended by the supreme doctor who is coming as a devotee. Then only we are going to get cured, not only of the bodily disease, but even mental diseases. Because by taking shelter of medicines of this world, we are going to become addicted to these medicines, especially tablets, capsules. And ultimately we are going to die underneath these tablets only. Because when you don't get sleep, you start taking sleeping pills. But after some time, these sleeping pills are not going to work. And you become addicted, and because of that, you suffer more. So the medicine becomes the cause of your great suffering. And that's how people are dying. So the only medicine recommended is that which reaches the region of the heart. Savai pumsa paro dharmo yato bhakti radhokshaje ahetuki ahapratyata. Because soul is eternal, the medicine should be also eternal in order to reach the region of the heart. No material or medicine of this world is going to reach the heart of the region and cure the heart problems, real heart problems. Real heart problems are kama, krodha, lobha, madha, moha, and vatsala. These are the real heart attackers. Because of that, we are getting the symptoms of heart attacks. So the real medicine is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And what is the benefit? We are going to save ourselves from the immense mental torture. Because every activity in this material world is a mental torture. Therefore, Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj used to say, this material world is not fit for a gentleman. This material world is meant for mental man. Because we are so much tortured in this material world. Because we are doing the same thing. Puna punas charvitas charvananam. In mental asylum, the person does the same thing. Repeats the same thing again. And we are repeating the same thing. Janma mrityu jaravadi. Ahar nidra bhaya maithun. If you are PhD in last life, just because you have forgotten, you have to take again the same process of ABCD. Again learn the same forgotten knowledge. That's why this is a mental torture for a spirit soul. If you want to get out of this mental torture, you have to take shelter of holy name. And second thing, all physical sufferings. Because cause of all suffering is forgetfulness. Therefore, smartavyam satatam vishnur. Doctor recommends, if you want to get out of the disease condition, doctor always recommend two things. Do these things, don't do these things. Do's and don'ts. Similarly, smartavyam satatam vishnu means always do this, always remember. This is positive. First line is positive. Do this. Second line is negative. Vismartavya na jatu chit. Don't do this. Otherwise, you will be suffering more. Just like doctor says, if you are suffering from cold, take hot water. Take hot meal. Don't take fridge items, fried items. And he says, another thing, don't do this. And do what? Take medicines on time. Take hot water. Like this, do's and don'ts are recommended. Similarly, if you want to get cure out of this greatest disease of the body called Bhavarog, Krishna also, as a supreme doctor, recommends two things. Do this and don't do this. First thing is always remember. And second thing is never forget. Therefore, the essence of this shloka is Bhulenge to barbadi, yaad rakhenge to abadi. So, this is there. And another thing is, other than Krishna, nobody is going to save us. Even doctor says, thumbs up, not thumbs up. They say, upar wali ki yaad karo. Sab lootne ke baad. And ultimately they say, angutha dikhate hai. Abhi upar wali ki yaad karo. Everything is in his hand. So ultimately Krishna and Krishna's holy name is going to save us. That faith we have to have. Because Krishna's one name is Satvatampati. Because no other pati is going to save us. Neither naturopathy, homeopathy, allopathy. Only Satvatampati, who is the real protector of devotees. Therefore, we should always remember his name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Because why we are suffering in Kali Yuga? Because we have given up our natural condition. Just like this fish is coming out of his natural position, conditional. He is trying to come out of the water, fish out of water, and trying to enjoy separately from the water. Similarly, we have given up water like spiritual world, water like Krishna's holy name, water like Krishna's devotional service. That's why we are suffering. And even if you provide this fish all types of facilities of sense gratification, it is not going to satisfy. You can provide American dollars, Indian pizza, Bombay magazines, Goa Feni, but still he is not going to get satisfaction. As soon as he comes out, his suffocation starts. Even the fish has this knowledge, little bit intelligence. Never ever he on his own tries to come out. But we are so less intelligent than the fish. Fish realizes, as soon as I come out, I am going to suffer, I am going to suffocate. Because my natural position is in the water. But we live in it is, even we are called as intelligent people, intelligent man. Buddhiman, manush. But we still don't use our intelligence. As soon as we give up our natural position of hearing and chanting, we'll start suffocating. And no thing of this material world is going to satisfy us. Otherwise, we'll be suffering like this fish and ultimately die miserably. Live king size, die cat size. So, even if you want to become like fish, you have to become selfish. Understand what is self and what is selfishness. Then it's possible to continue in this material life living. So, anybody can tell what is this? What picture is this about? This is a picture during riots. When there is a riot in big, big cities, villages or country, first of all, who comes on the scene? Police. They show the stick, lathi dikhate. Even the riot, the person who are creating riots, if they don't run away, they start actually beating with sticks, lathi mar shuru kar dete. Even after that, they are not running, then they take out tear gas. They start spreading tear gases. Even after that, the people who are creating riots, they don't run away, they actually take their pistol, guns. And first they fire the gun in the air just to make sure it's working. And after that, they actually start shooting at sight. But even after that, the persons who are creating riots, they don't run away. Ultimately, the central government calls whom? Army. Similarly, in our life, since lifetimes, these six riot creators are there. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Madha, Moha, Matsarya. They are creating riots in our life, since lifetimes. But they are not going to go away by calling police. Calling police is compared to taking other processes than devotional life, especially hearing and chanting. They are compared to calling Jnana Kand, Dhyana Kand, Karma Kand. They are compared to calling police. The rioters are not going to run away. Ultimately, we have to call the army started by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Harinama Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Then only this person who are creating riots in your life, they are going to run away. Otherwise, there are no chance. They are so fearless. They are not going to feed to any other processes unless until we take to the chanting of the holy name. So this is another reason why holy name works in Kali Yuga. Can anybody tell what is this picture about? Forest fire. Nobody goes in the forest to light the fire. By the friction of two twigs, the fire takes place. And it spreads so fastly, even the government of the whole country can't stop it. Even fire brigade, syntax tank is not going to extinguish that fire. Only and only when there is a torrential rain, by the mercy of the Lord, that fire forest is going to extinguish. Similarly, there is not only forest fire outside, there is forest fire inside our heart. Since lifetime it's going on and it's increasing day by day. So nowadays people are saying, why the temperature is increasing outside? Because the temperature is increasing inside. That's why it is coming out. Temperature of anarthas, kama, krodha, lobha, madha, moha and matsarya. And this fire is going on since lifetimes. And nobody is going to stop that fire. Unless and until we get the torrential rain shower by the mercy of the spiritual master who is coming in disciplic succession. Samsara dava nalalira loka tranaya karunya ghana ghanatvam praptasya kalyana gunarnavasya vande guru shri sharvan. And the spiritual master on his own can't bring this water. Spiritual master is compared to the cloud who brings the water on the forest fire and extinguishes the forest fire. The clouds, they don't make water on their own. By the mercy of the ocean, the clouds are formed because of the evaporation of the water. Similarly, Krishna's one name is He Krishna Karuna Sindhu. He's the ocean of mercy. He's the ocean of compassion. And by His mercy and compassion, this clouds like spiritual master, which compared to cloud, is coming in our life. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jiv Guru Krishna Prasadi Paye Bhakti Latabish. Just to water this Bhakti Latabish, just to extinguish this forest fire, spiritual master is coming in our life in the form of clouds. And is showering the mercy in the form of holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Then and then only this forest fire which is going inside is going to extinguish. People are discussing about global warming. But the global warming which is going inside, nobody is paying attention to that. So we have to think about this and take shelter of the holy name. Therefore, again, Parikshit Maharaj is asking, because he has seen Kali has entered in his kingdom. And he is asking Sukadeva Maharaj, when he is hearing this Bhagavad Katha for the first time, on the river Ganges. He is asking, what about the jivas of Kali Yuga? How they are going to liberate themselves? And by hearing this, again, Sukadeva Maharaj was so happy. He said in this particular shloka, Kirtanadi, Kaler Doshe Nidirajan Asti Eka Mahanuguna Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Paramrujit. He is saying, this Kali Yuga is full of faults. And it has become ocean of faults. Why? Because we see one fault in one person and we don't control our ecstasy. And we want to tell that ecstasy to 10 persons. And that 10 persons, they don't control their ecstasy. They tell 100 persons. 100 persons, 1,000. Bund bund se bane sagar. So this Kali Yuga has become Kaler Doshe Nidhirajan. Therefore he is saying, there is no other guna or good quality in Kali Yuga. And no need of searching for that good quality. Because there is actually no good quality in Kali Yuga. Don't waste your time. That is the instruction given by Sukadeva Maharaj to Parikshit. So why even after increase of Kali Yuga symptoms, still we have to have faith in holy name? Because even if you put the holy name in one scale and the problems of Kali Yuga on the other scale, then also the name of the holy Lord Krishna will be on the upper side. Why? Because Krishna has himself invested all his energy in holy name. Nam nam kari bahuda nija sarvashakti. The strength of all the incarnations is invested in Krishna's holy name. And he himself is descending in the form of Kali, holy name. Kali kale nam rupe Krishna. Therefore, the holy name will be always on the higher scale. So, as we are the conditioned souls, we always look for benefits. What I'm going to get. So, Shastra recommends you are going to get three most important benefits by following the Yuga Dharma. First thing is, if you follow the Yuga Dharma will take care of you. If you take care of Yuga Dharma is going to take care of you. And what are the benefits? First benefits is going to eradicate three tapas. Adhyatmik, adibhautik, adidevik, and adhyatmik. These three tapas are represented by the Trishul of Durga Devi. She is trying to push that Trishul and trying to make us aware the conditioned life in this material world. She is like the warden of this material jail called Durga. And on the order of Krishna, she is trying to bring us out of the forgetfulness. And through these three tapas, she is trying to make us remember our real father. So, as soon as you take to the process of chanting, you will be free from these three tapas. Adibhautik means calamities or problems or sufferings caused by other living entities like mosquito or ant or boss in the office or children or wife at home, unnecessary biting. This is Adi Bhautik, caused by other living entities. Adi Devik means too much rain, too much heat, too much cold, which is beyond our control, which is caused by demigods. Adi Devik. And Adhyatmik means caused by our own mind and body. It's called as Adi Adhyatmik. So we'll be relieved, or these three tapas will be eradicated. Second thing is, we'll be reinstated in our constitutional position. Because when we try to enjoy separate from Krishna, we suffer. Because we are Prakriti, meant for enjoying Krishna, meant by enjoy by Krishna. So one Prakriti can't enjoy another Prakriti. When one Prakriti tries to enjoy other Prakriti, his Prakriti becomes, he starts suffering. Uski Prakriti bigad jati hai. And that is the reason why we are getting constipation. When we forget constitution, we get constipation. And that's why we are coming again and again in this maternity. Because this material world is compared to maternity house. Why we are coming again and again in the maternity? Punarpi, jannam, punarpi maranam, jatre shenam. Because we have forgot eternity, that's why we are coming to this maternity. So, we are re-established in our constitutional position. And there is only one constitutional position of the living entities. Jivere Swarupoye Krishneri Nitidas. Will be never ever master. Will be always Krishna's Nityadas. And third thing is, we'll be getting real satisfaction. Other things of this material world are going to satisfy maximum senses and mind. But the real satisfaction of the soul is possible by taking shelter of the holy name. Savai pumsa paro dharmo yato bhakti radhokshaje ahetuki apratyata yatma suprasiddhi. Because even if you are staying in the apartment called Sukshanti, there is no Sukshanti. Even if you are eating in Sukhsagar, there is no Sukha. Because we are not connected to the source of all pleasure. Sukh ke bhandar se jaat hum judye nahi hai. Abhi sukh sukh karte karte sukhte ja rahe hum. That's why we are not getting the real satisfaction. So these three most important benefits we are going to get by following the Yuga Dharma. If you take care of Yuga Dharma, Yuga Dharma is going to take care of. Because there are so many different dharmas recommended for different ages. Satyuga, the dharma was meditation on Lord Vishnu. Treta Yuga, the dharma was Treta Yama Jitomake, big yagyas, sacrifices. Dwapar Yuga, big deity worship, big temples, but it's not possible. Only one way is left. No other way is there in Kali Yuga. And that is Kalotad Hari Kirtanat. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, only Harinam works. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram. Therefore, in Shastra, it says, those who take to this process are the most intelligent. Therefore, 11th canto says, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangasra Parishadam Yagya Sankirtana Yajantihi Sumedesa. They are the most intelligent persons. Because if they want to get out of the cycle of birth and death, This is the only process. There is no other way. And Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna bhaje sei bada chatur. Sabse bada chatur kon hai? Jo Bhagwan Krishna ki bhakti karte hai. Jiski shuruaat hoti hai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So the question may ask, why the different yuga dharmas are not possible in Kali Yuga? Because in Satyuga, the lifetime was 1 lakh years. And they were able to do 60,000 years of tapasya. But what happened to Vishwamitra? As soon as he heard the tinkling bell of Menaka, his tapasya bell stopped. And he fell down. And by seeing this, Sobharibhumi became alert. He was thinking there is so much danger on the earth doing tapasya. So he underwent water. And he was doing tapasya for 60,000. But for the first time, when he opened his eyes, he saw two fishes mating. And by seeing this, his kamasana got agitated. Lusty desires got agitated. He came out and did half century at one time. He married 50 princesses at a time. And after that, even Sobari became sober. So that is the reason this meditation is not possible. Because we don't know next 6 seconds we are going to live or not. That is the condition in Kali Yuga. And this process is very slow. Because we are Kali Yuga Jivas. We want instant. Instant coffee, instant idli, instant chai. Everything on push button. So there is no tolerance in Kali Yuga. Limited it is. And the lifespan is very short. Mand sumand matyo mand bhagyavad. And there is no real LIC policy for this tapasya. Only Krishna can give you yogakshem vahamya. So there is no guarantee. Because mind can cheat you at any moment. That's why mind is called as man moji maya ka phoji. Mind itself, word suggests my end. Mind means my end. So you should never ever put faith in mind. Because mind is compared to a monkey. Monkey means one who always follows the dictation of the mind. Man ki means man ki sune wo monkey. Man ki kare wo monkey. Like that we have to understand. And that this meditation is not possible, which is completely dependent on controlling the mind. So mind control is impossible in Kali Yuga without taking shelter of mantra. Mantra means mantra, iti mantra. And we are giving Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Treta Yuga, big yagyas. Big yagyas like big city like Bombay. So big yagyas were there. And in that requirement is qualified Brahmanas. And Kali Yuga, there is no Brahmanas. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. And there is no question of pure ingredients. What to speak of pure ghee? You don't get even pure dalda in Kali Yuga. Even a person wants to commit suicide by drinking Twig 20, there is no guarantee that he is not going to die. So much adulteration is there. So no guarantee of pure ingredients. They just mention pure for sure. But it's not sure. So even proper pronunciation is not there. Because in the story of Rudrasura, in 60 it comes, because Tveshtra wanted to get a demon to kill Indra, because Indra has killed his own son, who was performing sacrifice for Indra. So he was so outraged, he wanted to get a son by doing a yagya. So he was supposed to chant one mantra, Indra Shatru, to get that particular demon, fiery demon. Instead of a small vowel, he chanted long vowel. Instead of saying Indra Shatru, he chanted Indra Shatru. And what was the effect of that? He got the fiery demon who was killed by Indra. That was the effect of wrong pronunciation. So, it is not possible in Kali Yuga. Therefore, Shukracharya, the founder Acharya of all Karmakanda, he is saying his experience. And to whom? To Vamandev, none other than Supreme Personality Godhead. That there will be always some deficit in performing Karmakanda rituals, especially yagyas. Because the person who is performing is not complete. Man means to error. So he is not complete, he is having 4 defects. And the Desha Kala Patra everything is not pure. So there will be always some discrepancy. And even if you perform that, if you are not offering directly to Vishnu, yagya means Vishnu. If you are not directly offering mantras to Vishnu in that yagya, no demigod is going to dare to come and take part of that sacrifice. Therefore, each and every yagya is going to be completed when the mantras are chanted for the satisfaction of Vishnu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Therefore, even after chanting Ganesha's Arati in Ganpati, we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And third is deity worship, big, big temples. But now big, big temples are no more there. They are converted into big, big theaters. And even theaters are converted into big malls. And big, big malls have created Ganda Mahal. So, this deity worship also requires Brahminical qualities. And in Kali Yuga, there is no Brahmanas. And even if you want to go to temple, you are always anxiety. Temple is meant to relieve your anxiety. But in Kali Yuga, when you go to temple, you are more anxiety than outside place. Because when you go to temple, you are always in anxiety. I'm going to go inside the temple. But I don't know, when I come back, my chappals will be there or no. Shoes will be. With that anxiety of chappals, dirty things, we are going to take darshan of Lordship. So how the Lord is going to appear? And even if you go inside, there is so much darkness, you are not able to see. Just like we say, in search of happiness, we go in search of God in the temple, in darkness. And by your luck, by your fortune, if the pujari is doing aarti, and if he shows by lamp the face of the Lord, you become so fortunate that first time I come and Lord is giving darshan. So you become humble and you bow down. As soon as you bow down, you feel a hand on your head. So you feel more fortunate. First time I come, Lord is giving darshan and he's blessing me also. He's putting his hand on my head. But as soon as you lift up your head, you realize that is it's not Lord's hand, it's pujari's hand. Darshan ke 50 rupay nikalo. So nobody dares, because in Kali Yuga, people think archa means bahut kharcha. Therefore they say, sab kuch tera, kuch nahi mera, jai Jagdish Hare. For saying sick. Inside they're saying, sab kuch laga, sab kuch mera kya lage tera. Jai Jagdish Hare. Even they do aarti and light incense, that's not also original. It's a electronic agarbatti. And what they offer? Ultimately, a small katori for which they roam around whole Bombay just to get the smallest katori and offering that little sugar, mishri and groundnuts. And they say, sab kuch tera, kuch nahi mera, jai Jagadish Hare. How the Lord is going to accept this offering? So deity worship is also not possible in Kali Yuga without proper guidance. So ultimately there is only one solution, Kalautad Hari Kirtanath. So we are going to see a very wonderful video. It's heart touching. If you understand this video, it is going to depict all four shows of our life: birth, young age, old age and death. Because our life is so short. Compared to demigods, Brahmaji, it is hardly 38 seconds video, which is going to show us how we are having a short life. But in that life, short life also, we are going to perfect our life by taking shelter of holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Therefore, it is said, bhakti or taking to chanting is possible from womb to tomb. In the womb, who perfected their life? Parikshit Maharaj, Sukhdev Maharaj, and who? Prahlad Maharaj. In young age, Amrish Maharaj. In old age, Ajamil, Dhritarashtra. So these are the examples. But even though our life is so short compared to demigods, as Govindaji says in Bhajore song, Kamala Dala Jala Jeevana Talamala. Still we can perfect our life during this short time. How? Our life is short, we are going to show. So this is video of 38 seconds. And this is our life story. From womb to tomb, from hospital to crematorium. And the show is over. We are going through the same show. As the circus man does the same show again, we are doing the same show. Only possible to get out of this show, of this circus, of this material world, by taking to the holy name. Otherwise, there is no other alternative. Second benefit is, this is the quickest. Now we are going to have a practical demonstration. How quickest is chanting of the holy name? It takes hardly 6 to 8 seconds to chant one Hare Krishna mantra, which was not possible for Vishwamitra by doing 60,000 years of tapasya. Sobari Muni, that thing we are going to achieve within 6 seconds. Now everyone is going to have their watches on and see how many seconds it takes to chant one Hare Krishna mantra. Ready? Everyone is ready? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It hardly takes 6 to 8 seconds. And within that span of time, we are going to perfect our life. Just like Khatwang Maharaj, within 1 second, he perfected his life by remembering Krishna. That benefit we are going to get by taking to shelter. And this is the most safest and surest. Only Krishna can give on the bond paper of Bhagavad Gita this surety. Even LIC has stolen this logo, Yogakshema Amya. And they are showing the logo, lamp in between two hands. And the same lamp comes on your head after your death. Even you are paying all the premiums throughout your year. Even LIC is not going to save you. The real LIC is chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Therefore, this is a surety given by Krishna. Antakale chamamam. Yam yam apispar. And at the end, he says, don't fear. When I am there, why you are fear? Because fear is because we are thinking ourselves separate from Krishna. Bhayam dutiya vineshat. As soon as the living entity thinks he is separate from Krishna, Krishna's holy name, the fear creeps in his life. Therefore, we have to take shelter of holy name. And the proof is Khatwang Maharaj within second, Parikshit Maharaj within 7 days, Ajamil within 12 years, Draupadi and Gajendra within no time were protected. This is the only protection. That's why Krishna's one name is Satvatampati, the real protector of devotees. So what is the, why Harinam means is the only shelter? Because all other ways are closed in Kali Yuga. Our Kali Yuga mein koi sahara nahi. Baki sabhi airport band ho chuke. Ek hi sahara airport hai. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Because taking shelter means, once you take shelter of any person, you don't have to beg again to another person. Agar bheek bhi maangna hai, to aise vyakti se bheek maangna hai, ke phir se bheek na maangna pade. O hai Anant Koti Brahmana Naik, Lakshmipati. Akama sarva kama va, moksha kama udardi, tivrena bhakti yogena, yajata parama purushaha. So everything will be taken care of materially and spiritually. No need of going anywhere else. So benefits of taking shelter, all types of miseries are removed. Along with material benefits, spiritual nourishment. And taking any other shelter, including Shiva, Brahma, or demigods, is a sure recipe for disaster. Because even Shivaji is saying, I am not going to give real moksha to any living entity. Only Krishna, who is called as Mukunda. Mukunda means one who gives mukti. Narada means one who gives Narayan to living entities. Yashoda means one who gives yash to Krishna. That is Yashoda. Similarly, Mukunda means one who gives mukti. Real moksha. What is real moksha? Again, reinstating ourselves in our constitutional position. Mukti hitvata anatha sorupena vivasthita. Real mukti is not merging in Krishna, but to becoming one with Krishna's desire. Because Krishna says, ultimately, my will be done. What is the meaning? Meaning is, तू वो करता है जो तू चाहता है, लेकिन होता वो है जो मैं चाहता हूं. अगर वो करने लगेगा जो मैं चाहता हूं, होगा वही जो तू चाहता है. दैट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ रियल वननेस. मेकिंग अवर डिजायर विथ कृष्णास डिजायर वन. दैट इज रियल वननेस. अल्टीमेटली दाय शैल बी डन. सो taking shelter means taking other than other shelters is sure recipe. Therefore, Rudrasura is saying to Indra in 6th canto, he is Asura. Sometimes we get doubt, who is Asura and who is Sura? So very simple definition is, who is Sura and who is Asura? Sura means, jo sur mein mila hai sur bhagwan ke, wo hai Sura. Mile Sura mera tumhara, wo hai Sura. असुर कौन है? जो भगवान के सुर में सुर मिलाता नहीं, वो असुर. और तीसरा प्रकार है ससुर. सो रुद्रासुर इज सेइंग हियर दैट टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ अदर देन कृष्णा और होली नेम इज लाइक टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ अ स्टोन बोट. बिकॉज देर इज नेवर एवर ए स्टोन बोट. इवन इफ इज देयर, एज सून एज यू ट्राई टू कीप ऑन द वॉटर, यू विल ऑल्सो ड्राउन अलॉन्ग विद दैट बोट. And it is like taking shelter of tail of a dog and trying to cross the material. If you try to catch hold and to try to cross over the material ocean, Bhav Sagar, along with the dog, you will also drown. And because, according to Bhagavad Gita formula, because at the time of death, the tail of the dog is in your hand, the same tail of the dog will come backside. Antakale cha mameva. Because what consciousness we have at the time of drowning in the water, with same consciousness we will appear again in the next birth. Antakale cha mameva. Therefore, it is very risky to take shelter other than Krishna and Krishna's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare. Therefore, the ultimate aim of life is Ante Narayan Smriti. Without the aim of life, man starts behaving like animals. Ahar nidra bhay maitunamsha samanya mitat pashubhir naranam dharmo hitesho adhiko visesho dharme nahina pashubhir samana. Just like this story comes, when God wanted to create his creation, first he created donkey. He called him and said, your name will be donkey. Tumhara naam hoga gada. Tumhare baap ka naam hoga gada. Tumhare dada ka naam hoga gada. Evam parampara praptam. So he said, what wrong I have done? Why you are calling me gada? He said, you will be always carrying the load which doesn't belong to you. You will be always roaming around naked and you will be carrying others' clothes on your back. That's why you are gada. And said, you will be having a long life of 60 years. So he started crying. How can I live such a life of burden? I want 50% discount. Without that, I'm not going to go material world. Krishna said, tathastu. So it be. So, donkey came to this material world. What is his lifespan now? 30 years after getting 50% discount. Then he created a dog. And he said, you'll be called as a dog. Because you'll be always taking care of the property of your master. You'll be most loyal animal in all animals. But your lifespan will be 40 years. He said, you have given discount to Gada Bhai. Why not me? I also want. Maine kya bakri mari hai? So he also got 50% discount. And he came to this material world with age of, lifespan of 20 years. He left 20 years with God. Donkey left 30 years of his with God. Then Lord created monkey. And he said, you will be always jumping around from one to another tree. Never ever stay in one place. Therefore, I have reduced your lifetime. You will be staying only 30 years. So he said, I also want 50% discount. He said, okay, take. And ultimately, God created man. And said, you will be most intelligent person. Manush, buddhiman manush. And among all animals, you will come back again to meet me before all animals. Therefore, I have kept purposefully your lifespan 20 years only. The man started crying. How can I live only 20 years? In 20 years, all enjoyment starts. Jawani to 20 saal mein shuru hoti hai. When I will go to India Gate, when I will go to theaters, when I will eat to pizza, how I am going to do all these things within 20 years? Unless and until you give me increase lifespan of my time, I'm not going to go. God says, I don't have anything. I have given everyone their lifespan. But one thing is there. The other animals have left something. If you want, you can take that. So ultimately, man comes with the increased span of life. Actually, his span of life is 20 years because the Lord wanted back him. So, according to this story, first 20 years, man lives like a man. After that, he starts working like a donkey. If he is not performing devotional service or serving the Lord, and next 20 years, whatever he has earned, he starts taking care of that like a dog. And ultimately, he starts jumping at the age of 60 years from one to another tree, from one son's house to another son's house. Jumping starts. Why it happens in Kali Yuga especially? Because in other ages, there were only four ashramas. Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. The greatest benediction of Kali Yuga is Urdhashram. Why it's happening? Because we are not training our children. It is the first and foremost duty of a living entity, especially Grahasthas. Grahasthashram means where we have taken ashray of Krishna. And he has mercifully sent all these children. It is his children. They are meant to serve him. So first and foremost duty is to engage them in Krishna service. They are not your servants. They are Krishna's servants. Otherwise, you have to take 1/6 of their sinful activities and suffer for the rest of the life in hellish planets. Therefore, we have to understand the ultimate goal of life. Otherwise, we will become like animals. Because some people say we can do bhakti or taking to the holy name at the old age. But it's not possible in old age. Because of this boil, mucus and cough, you're not able to pronounce any words. You can experience this. When the old person starts speaking, we don't understand whether he's speaking or singing some ragas. Because his face becomes like a dry coconut. Khobrachi vati. And he's not able to pronounce words. He tries to remember that ultimate of life is to remember Krishna. And somewhere he has heard on television or during Sankirtan or Ratatara, he has heard Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He wants to remember that mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. But because of Pit, Vat, Kaf, he is not able to pronounce that mantra. Instead of that mantra, new mantra comes. Ale Kutna, Kutna Kutna, Ale Ale. Ale yam, ale yam, yam yam, ale ale. So this is not the mantra. Mantra is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And the classic example of Antinarayan Smriti is Ajamil. Because he was performing sinful activities by three means: kaya, vacha, and mansa, body, mind, and intelligence. He was driving BMW. BMW means body, words, and mind, and going to hellish planets. But because at the time of death, he saw three ferocious Yamadutas, and he chanted, called his son, who was named after Narayan. And Vishnu took it very seriously, and he sent his four Vishnu Dutas. So our Acharya says, he chanted four letters, Narayana. And therefore, four Vishnu Dutas came. So our Acharya says, we are chanting in Hare Krishna Mantra, how many words? 16 words. How many syllables? 32. Traffic jam ho jayega phir. Therefore, this is the only surest. But unfortunately, if you are not in devotional life in ISKCON, after your death, you are reminded what is the real truth. Satya kya hai? Jab aap sote huye 3D pe, akri yatra jati hoti hai. When you are taken to the crematorium, then people of this world, they remind you what is the real reality. What they say? Ram Naam Satya hai. So what is the use? Dead body is not going to chant. Therefore, when we meet devotees, we say Hari Bol. We remind, we don't say good morning, hello. What is the meaning of hello? Hello, I reminded of hell. Otherwise, hello, yahan se hello. Therefore, we say when we meet devotees, what do we say? Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, yahi hai ultimate goal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is asking two very most important and relevant questions, pertinent questions. What is the duty, ultimate goal of person who is about to die? Jiski khatiya khadi honi wali hai, uska antim kartavya kya hai? And the person who is living ordinary life, what is ultimate? Because we don't know when we are going to die. Therefore, even though questions are two, the expert Sukhdev Goswami is giving answer to these two questions in one shloka only. Tasmade kena manasa bhagavan satvatam pati shrotavya kirtitavyasya dheyasya pujasya nityada. This is the only business of a living entity. If you are not performing in connection to Krishna, you have to perform in connection to sports star politicians. Because we do the same things. What we do? We hear about them, we glorify them, we remember them, and in South India they worship also. Because there is no choice for the living entity. Either he has to do in connection with Krishna or people of this material world. Therefore, if you do in connection to Krishna, you are protected. Otherwise, no other way. So in order to understand the ultimate goal of life, we need to understand death. Death is called as Atithi. There is no appointment. Even if you take appointment, death will disappoint you. When we take big lands, we construct big malls, we build a compound, and on that compound we have a board. This property belongs to so and so. So and so kyun? Kyunki ant mein wo sone wala hai. So, death is called as Atithi. Even if you put a board, you are not going to stop the death. They will forcefully enter and drag you out from that mall and put in a mall of Naraka. So, death is such a trespasser. Nobody can stop him. No Miss Universe can charm him. Even if you are so beautiful, so attractive, and you are a Miss Universe, you can't say to death, now you have seen all my bodily parts, bodily beauty, you go away. Death will say, if you come, Jodi achhi rahegi. Jodi bani rahegi. Please come with me. Even no wealthy person can bribe. Is there any wealthy person who can bribe? Kahega ki peti le lo chale jao. Mrityu kahega, bhai saab, peti mein baith jao, दफनाने में आसान होगा. यू सिट इन द बॉक्स एंड मेक माई जॉब इजियर. एंड अकॉर्डिंग टू लेटेस्ट इंफॉर्मेशन, बिल गेट इज द रिचेस्ट पर्सन. व्हेन इट्स टाइम कम्स ही बी हाइडिंग इन हिज बंकर. बिल इसको कहते. देन यमदूतस विल से, बिल गेट, बिल से बाहर आ जाओ, गेट पे आ जाओ, बिल चुकता करना है. Therefore, no wealthy person can bribe. And third thing is, no learned scholar can debate. A debate nahi, dhi bhet hogi, akhri bhet. Therefore, we have to understand that in order to face the reality of life as sure as death. Because Krishna has mercifully given label on every product. Date of manufacture and date of expiry. But Krishna has created this very different kind of bottle called human life of a human form of life. On which bottle you can see only date of manufacture. You can know your date of birth, not date of death. He has purposefully put that date of expiry on your back. And even if you try to take your neck back and try to see, you are not able to see. Therefore Krishna says, मुड़मुड़ के ना देख मुड़मुड़ के. Therefore, it is not possible to see the expiry date. Therefore, we have to be very, very careful in order to face the death, and which is going to come. And next thing is, there are so many animals which are poison in their different limbs, and they are meant to this. Poison is meant to protect their life. But there are two very pertinent animals which unnecessarily bite other animals. One is snake, deadly cobra, and another is man. It is said, if a snake bites a man, there are chances of reviving him, saving his life. But a man bites a snake, there are no chances of saving him. Such a poisonous creature called man. Therefore, you can't charm the mind of the man. You can charm a deadly snake by playing what you call bean, pungi. So in order to charm the mind of the conditioned souls of Kali Yuga especially, this special charmer has come in Kali Yuga. None other than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come with special bean of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Then and then only possible to charm the mind of the snake-like man. Otherwise, nobody can charm a deadly man. And this is the only scissor which can cut anarthas into pieces, chindante hruday granthis, which can cut our cycle of birth and death and all type anarthas. This is a special scissor called Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And because this is the age of mobile, we thought of speaking about this in connection to Holy Name. Because mobiles of this world are having only 10 digits, but this is a rare mobile which we have to have every second, every moment, during life, during our living body, after living body. Therefore, don't forget this 16 digit. You may forget your own name, account number, LIC number, bank, but don't forget this mobile number, because this is only going to come along with you. So what is the beauty of this phone? Never ever engaged. You may think so many devotees are calling in ISKCON. So lines may be engaged. No, Krishna is Anant, his lines are Anant. Only Krishna can say unlimited talk, unlimited lines. No cross connection. Because Krishna is perfect, his lines are perfect. 24-hour service, only Krishna can say. And no service interruption. Even Shivji Brahmanji can't take your mobile from you. Because it's your birthright as a living entity to call your father, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram. And the greatest relief is no phone bills. And more than that, this number never ever changes. Iti shod shaknam naam. Surat chand rahega ki nimalum ne, lekin ye number hamesha rahega. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is the only process of reviving our lost Krishna consciousness. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Kariye Ude. When Alibaba got his treasure, when he got the magic mantra, Khulja Sim Sim. Similarly, the real wealth of our heart, our life is in our heart. It is covered. We have forgotten the lock number. This lock number is 16 digit. When you got this, when you get this lock number, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Then the real treasure of the heart you are going to get again. Therefore, always remember, don't forget this magic mantra. Otherwise, the cave-like heart will be always closed. Will not be able to get the real treasure of our heart. And this is meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Genuine cry. Just like in hotel, we go and order, call the waiter. We also called in the hotel the waiter for engaging him in our service. In the same mood, we came to the temple and called the Lord to engage him in our service. That is not a real mood. We should call the Lord not to engage him in our service, but to engage ourselves in his service. That is the meaning of Hare Krishna Mantra. O Lord's energy, Radharani, please engage us again in your divine services. So this should be a genuine cry for child, like a genuine cry for child. Because when the child is in danger, he never ever goes to internet or try to philosophize or try to analyze his weaknesses and strength. Spontaneously cries out for the help of the mother. And when you cry out spontaneously from your heart, mother is going to come and protect you from all types of danger. How? We are going to see a very wonderful, heart-touching video. Watch it very carefully and see how Mother Hara helps us. When you cry genuinely from your heart. Bibiveer is thinking he's driving this lion, but actually his mother is standing behind him. She's protecting. When you cry out genuinely to her mother, Aga, she's always there to protect her child. So our crying should be like a this baby bear. Then we can unite ourselves to their lordship, Shri Radha Gopinath, by taking Shraddha of holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And this is the real meaning of yoga. Ena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshet. Some other switch to the Hare Krishna mantra. Then your intelligence is going to work. Otherwise, very difficult to work. To make work intelligence in Kali Yuga. Then the tube light will on. Otherwise, will become tube light. So just don't chant like parrot. As Radha Gopinath Prabhu always says this story. Shikari aayega, jaal bichayega, dana daalega, bhul kar bhi jaan. Because all birds were caught by this hunter by putting some grains. So they went to a sadhu and asked what is the remedy, how to get out of this problem. The sadhu said, I am going to give a mantra. You have to not just chant, but meditate on it, ponder upon that, what is the meaning. Then you are going to protect yourself. So he gave the mantra, shikari aayega, jaal bichayega, dana daalega, bhul kar bhasna. Whole night they were practicing. And when morning hunter came, he heard this loud sound throughout the jungle. Shikari aayega, jaal bichayega. And he started thinking, kisne mere pet pe laat maar di? But still, he spread his net and threw some grains and hide himself in another tree, behind another tree. As soon as they saw grains in the net, they were coming flying to sit on the net. And while coming, they were saying, aapne kantast kiya mantra, shikari aayega, jaal bichayega, dana daalega, bhul kar basne. While eating the grains in the net, they were asking, aapko ho gaya kantast, mantra kya batai mujhe, shikari aayega, jaal bichayega, dana daalega, bhul kar basne. And from behind, shikari came, hunter came, he caught hold all the birds. And while on his back in the net, they were asking each other, mantra kya batao? Shikari aayega, jaal bichayega, dana daalega, bhul kar. Similarly, we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because sadhu has given us this mantra, but we don't meditate on that. What is the real meaning? Otherwise, we will be like the birds. Again and again, the hunter-like Maya will come and catch hold and take Punarapi Jannam, Punarapi Maranam. Therefore, our chanting should be like LCD, this LCD projector. It's called as LCD. LCD means loudly, clearly, and distinctly, and desperately. Then only, and only then, we are going to be protected. And the projection of Holy Name will take place. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. And this is the second part. What are the benefits? First and foremost benefit is, even though we are trying since lifetimes, no effort is giving us fruit. We are not able to come out of the cycle of birth death. All these efforts are compared to lighting so many bulbs. In this picture, there are so many street lights, bulbs lights, Surya, Bajaj, whatever, Roshni, Roshnika Sartaj, everything is there. But still, in the evening, we say, Andhera ho gaya. There is a darkness, in spite of all these bulbs. Similarly, whatever efforts we are doing, it will create only ignorance, darkness in our life. On the contrary, when the sun has not risen, we don't see even the sun. Little glimpse of the sun, we say, Ujala ho gaya. The day has begun, light has come. Similarly, whatever attempts we are doing in life, this material life, is going to give us only darkness, ignorance. The only thing that can brighten our lives and lives of our near and dear ones is taking to the Holy Name. How we are going to see again a wonderful video. This is Antarctica scene where very rarely sun rises. And when the sun rises, how the animals there, they celebrate. Similarly, Atma is going to celebrate the same ecstasy. Anandi Anandagade, ikade tikade so ikade. How it happens, we are going to see. That is only going to eliminate our life. Happiness is only possible when the sun of holy name rises on the horizon of our heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And what is the benefit? Only, not only hard-hearted stones like our hearts are going to melt by japa, but even the stone-like hearts will start floating on the river, just like in Ramayana, the story comes. When Hanumanji was writing Sri Ram on big, big boulders, rocks, stones, and throwing in the water, and creating wonder in all monkeys, because they are floating big, big rocks. And that's how they built a bridge to go to Lanka. So by seeing this, one evening, Prabhu Ramchandra himself came just to see what is there in this particular rock. So he lifted a small rock, stone, and by his own himself hands, he threw it in the ocean. And to his surprise, the stone went down, dip. And he immediately felt a hand behind on his shoulder. It was Hanumanji. He said, ये आपका काम नहीं, ये आपके नाम का काम है. And on the other side of the ocean, on the side of Sri Lanka, Mandodari forcefully brought Ravana and said, see, the bridge of your death has already constructed. Now it's high time. Now still there is time to give back Sita. I will bring more beautiful ladies than Sita for your England. But he was not ready to use Sita. He said, what is there? I can also float big, big rocks like this. So Manduri said, just show me a small stone. Make it float. So he picked up a small stone and touched his forehead, that stone, and chanted some mantras and threw it in the ocean. And to surprise, it started floating. So Mandodari get more bewildered by seeing this. She said, how you could do it? Aapne kaise kiya? Batao, batao. Bola, bada secret hai. Aapko nahi bataunga. Bahut hi mood mein aane ke baad, Mandodari, okay, whatever you say, I'm going to do. Please tell me. To kaha, isme koi badi baat nahi. Maine patthar uthaya, sir ko laga aur kaha, tujhe Ram ki kasam. So Ravana was having faith, but we don't have faith. Therefore, we have to take shelter of holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. These are spiritual benefits. What benefits we are going to get? The family prays together, stays together. The family dines together, shines together. The family dances together, advances together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. And freedom from sins, all sinful propensities guaranteed. There are four sins. In material world, we get only chilled. But in hellish planet, there is no freezers. There are only boiling, big, big kadais. Therefore, you are served hot there, not chilled, as a reaction. One who tries to enjoy other than his own wife, he is made to forcefully made to embrace a statue, a red head statue of a woman. One who tries to gamble and cheat others, he is punished in this way. And it is said, boiled murgi. But same person is boiled in the same fashion. They say Sunday hoya Monday, roj khawande. But lekin baad mein padenge yamraj ke dande. So Prabhupada says it's very, very costly to go to hell. Because you have to perform these activities. And these activities don't come on their own. Not that they say it's flying in some advertisement. But doesn't no bottle comes on flying. Advertisement there, it's flying. But no bottle comes on flying. You have to purchase it. Pay 200, 500 rupees for that. And for that you have to work overtime. No prostitute is going to give your body free of cost. You have to pay. No gambling is not possible without money. And no murgi is coming to fly and come to you and say, now it's lunchtime, eat me. No. You have to pay price for them. So, in order to perform these sinful activities in Kali Yuga, you have to work overtime. Take 3, 3, 4, 4 part-time jobs. Then only possible to commit these sins. And by doing this, we are getting one-way ticket to hell. So, it's costly to, very, very costly to go to hell. But on the contrary, going to back home, back to Godhead is very, very cheap. You have to just chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And really from all unwanted habits which are binding us in this material world since lifetimes. Because this is Maithunagar, attraction between man and woman, woman and man. It's going on. Why we are forgetting the most attractive lordship and their holy name? Because we are caught up by this subtle chains. And we will be renewed only when we take to seriously chanting, attentively chanting, desperately chanting of holy name. And it can free us from anxiety and stress. Because Kali Yuga, only one thing is going to increase, stress and anxiety. Therefore in Shastra, Sanskrit, Marathi, Hindi, there is two words, Chinta and Chitta. What is the difference? A small bindi, anuswar. But that's not all. Jo chita hai, aadmi ko jalne ke baad. Chita burns the dead body. When man is dead, then only it is possible to have chita. But chinta is such a thing which burns the live person every second till he leaves the body. Therefore, Shastra says, this human form is not meant for chinta and chitta. This human form of life is meant for chintan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Because we are always on the battle of Kurukshetra. Manashashtani Prakruti Sthani Karshne. Always there is a fight between mind and thoughts, mind and intelligence, mind and senses. So, mind is roaring like a lion on the battlefield, in the mind. So, as soon as the holy name enters, chanted attentively, desperately, feelingly, the holy name takes over all the battlefield in his own hand. And the warriors, those who are fighting amongst them, they start dancing. How? We are going to see a small video again.
So this is the power of Hindu music.
It takes over all the activity of the mind. Mana Taitri Uti Mantra. So therefore, there is no other way. Aur koi rasta nahi, ek hi rasta hai. So peace of mind is possible. Otherwise, pieces of mind. And real happiness is only possible when you see the devotees are chanting, dancing in ecstasy. You feel we want to become like them. Real self-realization is possible, enlightenment is possible by taking to the Sankirtan moment. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram. Then it's possible to make true the mission statement of our divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta. Otherwise, with what face we are going to say, people, we chant Hare Krishna and be happy. They will say, by seeing your face, I don't know whether I should chant or not. आपका चेहरा आपका थोपड़ा देखकर मुझे नहीं लगता कि मुझे जप करना चाहिए क्योंकि आपके चेहरे पे 24 घंटे 7 दिन 365 दिन सूर्य ग्रहण और चंद्र ग्रहण ही दिखाई पड़ता है तो किस मुंह से हम बोलेंगे लोगों को चांट हरे कृष्णा एंड बी हैप्पी देयरफॉर फर्स्ट वी हैव टू टेक इट सीरियसली वेरी डिस्टिंक्टली डेस्परेटली फीलिंगली विलिंगली वी हैव टू क्राई आउट हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम Ram, Ram, Ram. Then we are really pleasing our Ishtadev, their Lordship Shri Radha Gopinath. For that purpose, they have extended themselves. Jivera Karana Asiya Prapanche Lila Kuilo Suvistar Gopinath. Just for our sake, just to give us this taste of holiness, they have come in this beautiful form. So we should take their advice, their medicine, and get cure ourselves and go to our real home, back to Godhead. By chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Jai Sri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan Ki, Jai Sri Gaur Nithai Chandra Bhagavan Ki, Golokera Prema Dhan Harinama Sankirtana Ki, Savior of the whole world, Srila Prabhupada ki, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki, Kaliyuga Pavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Kaliyuga Dharma Harinama Sankirtan Yajna ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to Sri. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So this was just a part one of Sudarama Prabhu's Holy Name Seminar. He has been conducting this seminar for last 1.5 years. How many more parts, Prabhu? Second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. So those who are wishing to have Sudarama Prabhu with you in your counseling groups or in your Namahat programs can contact him and he can continue his seminars in your group.